Congratulations, Maxi. It was a tough day with the sun, the heat and the opposition.
Yeah, it was a battle on all fronts. You know, we had to contend with a lot there. But look, thankfully, we got over the line in the end. You know, as you mentioned, the weather, the heat was chronic out there. And, you know, the game started off at a ferocious pace. And, you know, Kerry especially came out of the blocks at a wild tempo. And, you know, you wonder, could they keep that up? And, you know, thankfully, we got a wee bit of a foothold in the game in the second quarter. And, you know, we got the goals in that period that kind of steadied the ship. And we controlled the ball well at that stage and kind of played the game in our terms and went in half time in a comfortable 5-point advantage, like it's just like we had last week. And you know, we learned the lesson from last week to try and ride out the first few minutes, the second half anyway, and establish ourselves in the game, and then it was kind of nip and tuck after that, and then we'd update at 1 point and then back down to two. So listen, it could have went anyway, and that's the nature of ladies football, it can go any road.
Yeah, but a bit of character shown when it came back to that 2 points, the two goals, the girls didn't panic.
No, they didn't panic, and there were some heroic defending back there. You know, Gerd's fighting tooth and nail for everything, and you know, we put Kerry under a lot of pressure in those areas of the field to try and turn the ball over, and then look, it wasn't faultless either. You know, we give the ball away plenty ourselves, and we'll have to, I suppose, look at that and talk about next week, because we'll definitely get punished. But yeah, look, it's very pleasing to be, you know, Kerry probably, I say, they reeled in from 8 points down to two, and you know, we didn't crumble, you know, which some people would maybe think that we tend to do when the pressure comes on. So look, that'll stand to us, and we're very happy with that.
Some star performances from Geraldine McLaughlin, Niamh McLaughlin, but overall you'd have to say that it was a real team effort.
Look, there's Gerds out there, you know, Blanna McLaughlin, Shelley Tuig, that had their best game, Amy Boyle Carr, that I've ever seen them play for Donegal, and that's what you need. You know, you need players, you know, firing in all areas of the field. You can't just be dependent on the, you know, 2, 3 or 4 every day, and you know, you need other people to step up. And I thought our full back line was immense. You know, I thought they really fought hard and fought tooth and nail for everything. So it was a team effort, and we're really happy with it.
The task doesn't get easier.
No, it doesn't, you know, but look, the pressure's off us now. You know, our target is to get out of the group, and you know, we knew Dublin was on our side of the draw at some stage, quarter final or semi final, whichever. So it doesn't make any real difference where you get them, but look, quarter final maybe is as good a day as any to get them. No, they haven't played any of the big guns themselves, so you know, they're probably trying to find their feet, and look, they'll not be in any, you know, any panic to play us as much as, you know, we made them as any panic to play them. You know, we've given them as much bother as anybody has over the years, so they'll know they're on for a battle as well.